We now present The Adventures of Marco Polo. Marco Polo managed to persuade Manji, the robber chief, to imprison Vanchu with a view to taking him before Kublai Khan. Meanwhile, Kublai Khan and Akmet had conferred, and they decided that Niccolo Polo and Maffeo should be put to death, owing to the fact that Marco and Benno had not returned. Niccolo and Maffeo were taken into the presence of Kublai Khan, and then Akmet bade the great Khan look into the crystal, where he saw a vision of Marco Polo about to embark upon a ship. While the Khan was gazing at this strange vision, Marco Polo strode into the room and bade the Khan look at him, not at the crystal. There was a moment's stupefied silence, and then Marco Polo laughed.
Most high and noble Khan, I have kept my word. Just as the sun sinks below the horizon, I come before you and I bow low.
But Marco Polo, I do not understand this. I was gazing into the crystal and I saw a vision. I saw you about to embark on a ship.
So much for the magic of Akmat, the magician. His magic is a lying, evil magic, most noble Khan.
Marco, my son, I embrace you. You have arrived in time to save our lives. I fear that some harm had befallen you.
My father, I am glad to be with you again.
Marco, it seems that you are fated always to save our lives. Know you that I am grateful.
Thank you, my uncle. And now, most noble Khan, I have news for you.
A moment. There is some evil here. Marco Polo is in league with the powers of darkness.
I am in league with the powers of light, Akmat the magician. And I am about to bring about your downfall.
Marco Polo, where have you been? What news have you for me?
Important news, most noble Khan. I have news and proof that Akmat the magician is a lying, plotting traitor. That he strives to seize your throne from you in order that Vanchu may be the emperor.
Most noble Khan, he lies, I swear it.
For once your magic has failed, Akmat. I know not what trickery you put upon me, but I have gazed in that crystal and looked upon a vision which was not true.
Akmat trembles, most noble Khan. Should such a great magician show fear?
Why do you tremble, Akmat?
I tremble with rage to think that my friend, my emperor, should put faith in the words of these men who hate me.
You have good cause to tremble, Akmat.
Most noble Khan, I am seized by a strange illness. I beg leave to retire that I may rest for a while.
Not so. I ask that the Khan place soldiers to guard Akmat while I tell my story.
Akmat, you will remain here. Now let the soldiers stand on either side of him. He is not to leave.
Do you desert me, most great and mighty Kublai Khan? Have I not been your friend and advisor for years?
I will hear what Marco Polo has to say.
Speak, Marco. We are anxious to hear your story.
I beg first that the Khan will grant audience to one Manji, the robber chief.
Manji, the robber chief here? I have sworn that he shall be put to death.
See, most noble Khan, is that not proof that Marco Polo is in league with your enemies?
Manji has come here with his daughter Kinsai. They have risked their lives to come before you, most noble Khan. And with Manji are several of his chieftains. I beg that you grant them audience now. They wait outside this audience chamber.
If you have captured Manji, then I am grateful to you, Marco Polo. But the capture of Manji does not prove that Akmat is a traitor. I am displeased with Akmat because he lied to me about the crystal. But mayhap that is not a serious fault.
I ask that you hear what else Marco has to say, most noble Khan.
Marco, do not keep us in suspense. What has happened?
You will soon learn. Beat upon the gong, O great and mighty Kublai Khan. Bid them bring those who wait outside the audience chamber.
It shall be as you say, Marco Polo.
Most noble Khan, I beg leave to withdraw.
You will stay, Akmat. Are you afraid to hear what else Marco Polo has to say?
I am not afraid.
Look upon him. He shakes and trembles. Let him call upon his magic to dispel his fear.
Peace, Maffeo, my brother. Do not jeer at a fallen man.
I warn you, I will call upon my magic to destroy you all.
Rather call upon your magic to save yourself, Akmat. Ah, see, Manji the robber comes now with his robber chieftains. And they drag with them a prisoner who is bound with chains.
A prisoner?
Look upon the prisoner, Kublai Khan.
Ah, Manchu captured at last.
He has been hiding with the robbers, plotting to bring about your downfall. Still plotting to seize your throne, Kublai Khan.
Manchu, you wretched fugitive. I have sworn vengeance against you. I have sought for many months to meet you face to face. You are my nephew. I showered upon you every favor. You repaid me by trying to seize that which is mine.
Most noble emperor, I crave mercy.
You crave mercy at my hands?
Hear me, my uncle. I will tell all in an endeavor to save my own life.
A moment. Let the Khan hear from Manji the robber.
Most noble Khan, I make obeisance before you. I have been your enemy these many years. I have been hunted and harried by your soldiers. I have been declared an outlaw. And now I come to ask your clemency. I desire to live at peace, to work in your service. I will keep the roads safe for all travelers. I will act as guardian of the roads in your name, if you will but show mercy and call me your friend.
I have sworn that you shall die. You have defied me for too long.
Most noble Khan, had it not been for Manji, I would have died, and Banshee would not have been brought before you. Before you pass judgment on Manji, bid him speak.
Manchu had better keep silent for his own sake.
I will not keep silent. Hear me, my most noble uncle. I plotted to take your throne. I sought to set myself up as emperor, but the idea was not mine. I was persuaded to plot by one who calls himself your friend, a man who brought about my ruin and who sought to bring about yours. Is none other than Akhmath the magician.
A lie!
I speak the truth, Akhmath. I know that I can never overthrow the great Kublai Khan. I leave my fate to him. But I swear to you, great Khan, that Akhmath is your enemy. I have been meeting him secretly for many months. He swore to make me emperor. And in return, I swore to make him the most powerful man in the land. Manji knows that Akhmath has been plotting with me.
I do know, most noble Khan. And I have done all in my power to destroy this plot. The plotters are now in your hands. And Manji asks your forgiveness and friendship.
I am bewildered. It seems that the knowledge of this plot has come to me through Marco Polo. It seems that heaven has sent Marco Polo to me so that he might save my throne. Once again, I give you my thanks, Marco Polo.
I accept your thanks, most noble Khan. But without the aid of Manji, I could not have aided you.
Well, it is true. Well, I grant forgiveness to Manji. He is no longer an outlaw. He shall be my friend. He shall guard the roads for me. Manji, you may kiss my hand.
I raise your hand to my lips, O great and mighty Kublai Khan, and I swear loyalty to you.
It is well. Now I will hear Akhmath.
Most noble Khan, this is a conspiracy of my enemies.
It is no conspiracy. Manchu knows that he is doomed, and doomed men speak the truth. You have lied to me, Akhmath, and because you have lied, your life is forfeit. Had it not been for Marco Polo, you would have robbed me of my throne, aye, even of my life. I know now why you distrusted the Venetians. They suspected you of plotting. But you shall not live to reap the benefits of your plot.
So, most noble Khan, I pay the penalty for my sins, for my blunders. I take this magic powder. It will transform me to paradise.
Stop! Stop him! Stop him! He takes poison!
Let him take the poison, Marco.
Yeah. It's too late. He's taken it.
Most noble Khan, I served you well for many years. Then I grew too ambitious. I was not content with the favors you had showered upon me. My plans were too big. I succeeded in many things, but I failed in one. And because of that failure, I now must die. Farewell, great and mighty Khan. Akhmath salute you.
He was my friend, and then he became my enemy. Let his body be removed.
Now I crave mercy, my uncle. Did not the great Kublai Khan swear he would never spill the blood of any man who was related to him? Is that not a solemn oath which you took?
It is a solemn oath, Manchu. I will not spill your blood, but you have plotted against me. You have caused wars. and you have caused the death of many of those who have fought for me. Therefore, you must die. But you shall die without your blood being spilled. It is my decree that you be taken from here, that you be rolled in a carpet, and that carpet be shaken until life has departed from your body.
No, do not send me to my death.
Take him from here and let my orders be carried out.
So be it, my uncle. It is decreed that I shall die. I salute you, great Kublai Khan. I call you my emperor. And I go now to obey the last decree which I shall hear from you.
He goes to meet his death like a brave man.
I almost feel inclined to ask mercy for him, most noble Khan.
He deserves no mercy. While he lives, he will plot. And now, Marco Polo, what fresh honor can I confer upon you? What thanks can I offer you? What gratitude can I show?
I need no thanks or gratitude, most noble Khan, but I need rest. I have traveled these many hours in order to reach you in time. I ask leave to withdraw now with my father and my uncle, that we may speak amongst ourselves.
You will not leave me. You will come with me on my journey through my provinces.
We shall accompany you, most noble Khan.
That pleases me. You may withdraw.
Come, Murphy and Marco. The Khan will send for us when he wants us.
Come, Benno, my good and faithful servant. You have been of great aid to me, but now you are almost dying from fatigue. You shall have the rest which you so richly deserve. We withdraw, most noble Khan.
Manji the robber, you may sit by my side. You are now my friend.
Most noble Khan, my daughter Kinsai bows low before you. She has been of great service to you. It was she who first released Marco Polo from the water dungeon. She persuaded me to listen to him.
You have a worthy daughter, Manji, but bid her raise the veil which hides her face. I would look upon her.
Then look upon me, most noble Khan.
Oh, you are indeed beautiful. I am pleased with you and with your father. Ask any reward of me. If it be in my power to grant it, you shall have it.
My daughter has one request to make of you, most noble Khan.
Ask on, Kinsai.
Most noble Khan, we are now your friends and your faithful servants. We have rendered you some slight service, and I ask but one reward in return.
What do you ask?
I ask that Marco Polo be given to me as my husband. The only happiness I desire, I will know as his wife.